is this Raz?
Blake Shelton?
How's it going?
How's it going with you? You can't stay out of the news, man.
Man, that's where I exist. I think that's my new job, is just being, that's just, what do you do? Are you an artist? No, I'm just a guy that's in the news.
No matter what, Blake, and this is insane, no matter what you do now, somebody got something to say.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just the new, I think at some point we'll look back at this and realize, oh, that's when that started. Like, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you got to kind of just put the shield up and defend yourself for a minute. But I think that's just the new world we're living in. As long as social media exists, there's going to be that element of it. It's just how much credibility do you give it is the decision you got to make every time, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you slowed down on social media. I remember you practically put Twitter on the map. You're to blame for this.
I probably am. I've actually thought about that before and thought, wow, man, I used to fire it up on Twitter. You know, I couldn't wait to say something every 10 minutes. Like, what can I say that I think's funny, you know?
Yeah.
And now, man, it just feels like it's not – seeing something fun or funny on Twitter is like once a week. It's just – you know what it's full of.
Yeah, you're right. Talk to us a little bit about this song. I like it. I get what you're saying in it, Minimum Wage. We're going to play it here in a couple minutes. I love it. But you had to defend yourself a little bit on it. And I remember there was a little bit of conversation here in the office. And we're like, play the song. It's a country song. Play it. That's what we're here for.
You know what? Honestly, I haven't even defended myself about it because I don't know what I'm defending.
Right.
It's like you say, to your point, it's just a love song. If you can find something in this song that's offensive, you are seriously just looking, trying to pick a fight.
Yeah.
It is so mind-boggling to me, and so I just decided, you know, I'm really not going to defend myself. It's a love song about, you know, if you've got love, at the end of the day, that's really what's most important in life, more than money, more than anything else. And man, if we got to start thinking about whether a lyric like that is offensive, then man, I don't know how many songs we got left to write or sing or you guys play on the radio. I mean, it's one of the longest running traditions in country music. At the end of the day, I think, you know, the four or five people that complained on Twitter that were able to grab a headline, they're probably not country music fans at
Absolutely.
The end of the day anyway.
Absolutely.
Or else they wouldn't, there would be no issue. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm not going to, that may be the way the tide's turning where people can get on Twitter and cancel you over nothing. But if that's how I got to go out, then so be it. Here's my song. I believe in it, and I love it.
It's
you know?
A great song. I can't wait to be playing it 60 times a week.
My man, yeah.
Hey, how quick can you get the band together? So if they open up the country and go, Blake, you can go on tour, how long would it take for you guys to be show ready?
Well, you know, I've been lucky in that, you know, I've been able to keep everybody that I had before. Everybody still has had their job throughout all this, and that's just been lucky because of my situation. But my one ask for everybody was, hey, don't sit around and play freaking Xbox all day. Keep practicing, and
there you go.
And you know, be ready because you never know when an opportunity may come up or a situation that works, and we may need to leave in 2 days, you know, and so we're ready all the time. Wow, you got a gig for us? Let's go.
I'm trying to make something happen out here, but of course we're in Pennsylvania, Blake, and you know how tight that is right now.
Yeah.
But I can't
it's
wait.
It's tight everywhere, and I'm hoping by this summer. It seems like there's a lot of possibility. I know a few shows that I'm booked on have went ahead and put their tickets on sale and just.
Good.
And rolling the dice to see how it's going to be when the time gets there. So that's exciting, and I hope it happens. You know what? To be honest with you, I hope it, not for me, because I've been fortunate enough that You know, I've been able to far exceed whatever I thought I could, but I honestly think of some of these up-and-coming artists that are just somewhere right there in the middle and that are having some success on the radio, just getting going, and then to have this yanked out from under them, I really hope it gets going for those artists and their bands and crews, because they're dead in the water until, you know, we can start touring again. And I know there's worse things going on in the world than that, but that's just as far as within our industry. I hate to see that, you know, for them, because they're missing out on what they don't even know is going to be the time of their life, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, it's tough. And we'll be here. Hey, as long as the radio's on, we'll play music, Blake. And we're looking for good new music all the time. As long as we're here doing that, you guys will be fine.
Well, as long as you give me my 60 plays a day on minimum wage, we'll be good.
I hear you. Well, hey, good luck, man. Good luck with, you know, I know everybody's looking at the marriage sweepstakes here. Good luck with that as that comes to fruition. I think we ought to give Carson Daly a beat down after what he said the other day. But other than that, you're a good man, and we appreciate being
Carson.
A part of it all.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he tried to talk Gwen out of it. He tried to talk Gwen out of you. That's terrible.
And he's, you know, one of the first people that we told that we were dating was Carson. We had him come over to the house and sit him down, and it was like, okay, well, listen, we got something to tell you. And I remember even then he was going, Gwen, are you sure about this? Is this the same guy? Are you talking about Blake?
He was so wrong, Blake. He was so wrong. I love it. That's awesome. All right. Hey, listen, have a great day. I appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us here today. And good luck with everything. It's good to always see you out there having a good time.
I love you, buddy. And, right. And long live country music.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.